An outbreak of Ebola virus is spreading in Central Africa, and the World Health Organization has warned it could take months before a vaccine against the latest strain is ready. Hundreds of cases have been reported in the Democratic Republic of Congo and neighboring Uganda. Dozens of people have died. Health workers wearing bright yellow hazmat suits silently load bodies into coffins. This woman's son is among the dead.
He told me his head hurt and I thought it was his stomach. Then he started crying because of the pain in his stomach. After that, he started vomiting. Then he started bleeding and vomiting a lot.
The eastern Congolese town of Rampara is among the hardest hit from this latest outbreak of the Ebola virus, declared by the World Health Organization as a public health emergency of international concern.
The major issue here is the fact that it has spread into some major African cities, specifically Kinshasa, Goma, and Kampala.
Dr. Tyler Evans is an infectious diseases physician who worked on previous Ebola epidemics in Sierra Leone and the Democratic Republic of Congo.
Almost all Ebola outbreaks have been in rural settings, and they typically burn out quickly because the case fatality rate is so high, which is a sort of sinister way of referencing it, but it burns out as a result of killing the host.
More than 130 people have died from this outbreak so far, and the number of cases in Congo and neighbouring Uganda has passed 600. Save the Children's DRC Country Director Greg Ram spoke with the ABC from the Congolese capital, Kinshasa. He's just returned from Ituri province, where this outbreak was first detected in an informal mining community.
There are minerals, gold and other minerals, that are near the surface. In many places, it is people digging in the ground, looking for gold and other minerals, often quite deep into the ground, into tunnels, people just trying to earn a basic living, living in quite difficult conditions near the mines, often very young people, very often with no infrastructure for water, for sanitation, an easy place for disease to spread.
Greg Ram explains this rare Bundibujo strain of Ebola was spreading for weeks before it was identified.
This strain of Ebola is unusual. The testing that was available in the province was the testing for the much more common Ebola Zaire strain. And when that kept coming back negative, health officials were looking for, and all of us were looking for, other explanations. And it was only when samples were sent to a lab thousands of miles away that it was able to be detected as this other strain of Ebola.
There is no known vaccine for the Bundibujo strain of Ebola, and the World Health Organization says it could take up to 9 months before a vaccine is ready. That makes containment harder, and it means nurses and doctors are more exposed to the virus.